puppies and kittens. One of the things that I love about the songs and finger plays that I'm sharing with you in this collection is that every single one of them has been extensively field tested. I am still currently teaching. I work with 300 students this year. So these have been tried by many, many students. And for some of them, like this one, for many years. Puppies and Kittens is a finger play that I wrote almost 20 years ago. And I have tried it with even kindergarten and first grade. And while it may not seem like it, they loved it. So I'm going to do the rhyme and then I'll talk to you about some of the special characteristics of it from a musical sense and how you can use it in your classroom. One little, two little, three little kitty cats lying in the sun. One little, two little, three little puppy dogs said, "Let's have some fun." Up to the kitties, the puppies went creeping, as quiet as they could be. Ruff, 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 ruff. One little, two little, three little kitty cats were scampering up a tree. And that's it. That's the finger play. Now let's talk about what makes this finger play different musically from some of the others in this course or some of the others that you may be familiar with. And when I say musically, I mean specifically the rhythm, how we're speaking the words. The opening part, one little, two little, three little kitty cats, is all organized in what I would call groups of two. One and two and one. When we get to the part where the puppy dogs are plotting their surprise, we switch to moving in groups of three. Up to the kitties, the puppies went creeping. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Almost like a waltz. If you are a music teacher watching this, or if you're a musician and you think in terms of meter, you can think of the opening part and the ending part as being in 2/4 and that little middle part as being in 6/8. So we're shifting meters in the text. And this is really important for students, especially young students, to experience. So many things, whether it's songs or poems that we read, tend to be in this group of two or duple kind of feeling. One little, two little, three little puppy dogs, doo doo. Do, do, one and two and. So having this shift back and forth from a meter or an organization of sounds that they're very comfortable with into something a little different. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three is a great experience for them musically to be able to hear the difference and the emphasis of the words. So I mention all of that just to keep in mind as you're sharing it. You'll hear it in the recording if you're using the recording with your students. But I try to do some motions that emphasize the difference, or at least in my speaking, emphasize the difference. One little, two little, three little kitty cats, as opposed to up to the kitties, the puppies went creeping. You can hear my emphasis on the first beat. Up to the kitties, the puppies went creeping. So that they can hear the difference between two and three. I will also do that in my hands. I'll do each of the motions up to the kitties, the puppies went creeping. I did a little louder so that you'd be able to hear. Now, from an acting standpoint, this finger play can be so much fun. And this is the thing that even my older students, my kindergartners and my first graders got such a kick out of. We would act out the song where we had several children. And of course, you can change the number. Sometimes we were counting up to 8 and 9 of the kitty cats who were sleeping and versus the puppy dogs who have this little plan that they're going to sneak up and, you know, woof, 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 woof. So they had lots of fun being able to act out the what happens in the story, what they hear. The other thing you can do, again, especially if you have a large class and you're working with your older students, if you have some rhythm instruments, you can divide up into a number of different groups. You can have a few children who are pretending to be the kitty cats. You can have a few children pretending to be the dogs. You can have instruments, and the instruments could be assigned to the different parts of the story. So let's say you want to use some rhythm sticks on that opening part and tap the rhythm sticks for as you're counting the kitty cats and the puppy dogs. You could then have a different instrument that you play when the puppy dogs are sneaking up on them, and they can play really softly and then get loud when the puppy dogs do their barking. So maybe something like a drum or a tambourine, where you have a difference in timbre depending on whether you're playing it softer or louder. So all of those things you can use to adapt both to a large class and the older students. The other thing I found in doing this so many times is after we had performed the finger play and acted it out, maybe in one or two class periods, the children would start to retell the story, and now we have new characters. So maybe instead of kittens and puppies, we had a version where we had basically every animal on the farm. We had cows, we had pigs, we had chickens. We came up with all kinds of things. And it came out of the children wanting to pretend to be different animals. So they had already done kittens and puppies. They were ready to move on. So we had a whole barnyard that we did in our version, and who was sneaking up on whom, and so on and so forth. So it seems like it's a very simple little finger play, but it has so much value in your classes, even for and especially for your older students. I think they will really, really have a lot of fun with this one. So I hope you do too.